Good morning. I'm Brent Gumball, your neutral and objective roving network news reporter, here on the scene for a press conference with beloved man of the people, Ralph Vader. Many citizens, some who are not even reporters, are waiting with bated breath for the arrival of the revered Vader. Mr. Vader speaks on behalf of all the people, but particularly with regard to his usually not-for-profit organization, the National Alliance for Zero Imperfections. His blitzkrieg litigation team has earned his organization the affectionate nickname, the Safety Nazis. He is expected to announce a new lawsuit, as he does every Monday morning. Shh! The Great One is entering the room. Let's see what evil corporate profit-sucking bastard Vader will bring to the bar of justice next.
Good morning, comrades. I've come here today to announce another step toward a more perfect union. We have just filed a righteous class action suit against the evil corporations that produce automobiles. These deathmobiles must be made safe. We are asking for $100 billion trillion in compensatory and punitive damages from the major auto manufacturers for their unsafe vehicles. Here is Junior Simples, a victim of these wicked corporations, to explain how he was horribly injured by greedy industrialists.
Yep. Okay, I was drinking and thinking about my bitch ex-wife Lola Jean and listening to the Dixie Chicks. Reckon I oughtn't do that all together, because it does end up real frustrating. Anyway, I went out in the garage to get in my Ford pickup to go out to look for me a hooker. When damn if that tailpipe didn't wink at me. Well, like I said, I was drinking, and next thing I knew, I was buried boner deep in the tailpipe of my faithful old pickup. Guess I was so into it, I didn't notice the nephew getting into the cab. When he started the engine, just for a few seconds, it felt really, really good. I was just about ready to blow my load. Then it got really, really hot. Burned my pecker really, really bad. Why didn't those Ford people do something to prevent this needless tragedy for me and my family and for my pecker?
That's right. Why didn't Ford do something to prevent tragedies like this? It would cost but pennies to put screen on the end of the tailpipe so that a temporarily confused individual, such as poor Mr. Simples, wouldn't be able to do something this stupid. Where was the warning label on the bumper? Something as simple as a sticker saying, "Warning, do not stick fingers, penises, or other body parts into tailpipe." If they had, Mr. Simples would be out procreating today. Instead, 80% of his penis was burned off.
I have to pee sitting down now.
Brothers and sisters, you can't expect ordinary, that is to say stupid individuals, to accept the consequences of their own actions. It is the moral obligation of every business to protect the public from their own bad judgment. And I'm here to make these corporations accept that responsibility. Thank you, and good day.
So there you have it. The voice of the people has spoken, bringing justice for the common man. A thankful nation can be heard whispering their gratitude. Stay tuned for our continuing fair-minded and unbiased coverage as Vader and his Nazis hold our irresponsible corporate leaders to account.